Football friends, are you listening? You better be. This is a podcast after all. There's a new way to earn big cash. You could play your way to up to £1 million English pounds. You could buy yourself 1/50th of Kyle Walker with that money. The game is titled Seven of the Best, or 7OTB, and it's free to enter. Each game week, you pick your seven best selections from all the fixtures in England and Scotland. One team as your banker, plus five more to win, and importantly, one fixture to draw. You get points for all the correct selections you pick, and you know what points mean, don't you, football friends? Points mean prizes. Football, our friend, it would be rude for me to win all the prizes every week. So head to 7otb.com to sign up and get playing. Now, on with the show.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Yes, hello once again, football friends. Alex Mearns here with a little tune. Are you ready? Money, money, money. It must be funny in the football world. And money, 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 always sunny in the transfer time tunnel. Ah, all the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich, rich football world. Yes, you've stumbled across the new feature, which is based on the Premier League riches. The Premier League clubs currently spend hundreds of millions assembling pretty average teams. The money, my football friends, is too stupid. So I thought what I'd do is calculate what some players from the past would cost this day and age if a Premier League club wanted to buy them. So, football friends, welcome to what I am calling Transfer Time Tunnel. This is where I calculate the total price for some of history's greatest ever football teams. If Alex the Ox Chambo cost £40 million, how much would peak George Best cost? Or if Nemanja Matic cost Man United £50 million, what would Xavi cost in his prime? Well, I'm going to work it out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is Barcelona's 2009 treble-winning team. They won La Liga, they won Copa del Rey, they won the Champions League against Manchester United. This team, ladies and gentlemen, had Gerard Piqué, Andres Iniesta, Samuel Eto'o, Thierry Henry, and a little guy called Lionel Messi. I wonder whatever happened to that bloke. What we do is we start from the goalie and we work our way forward, going through the transfer prices of each individual player in that squad. Then we'll work out the total for the team. Oh yeah, Alex, I'm getting it now. This is a good feature. Well, this is why I do it every week. It's based all on the player's age at the time and obviously how good they were compared to the players who are being transferred in modern football. I'm making a chart of all the team's totals and we'll see who the most expensive team from history in today's current climate will be. Currently, France's 2000 Euro winning squad is top of the transfer time tunnel table, totalling a massive 851 milli. So, football friends, football our friends, let's find out how much Pep's team costs. In goal for Pep's 2009 squad was Victor Valdez. What I want you to do is forget the Victor Valdez you watched at Middlesbrough. The 2009 Victor Valdez was in his prime. He was a centre mid playing in net. Pep loved Victor Valdez because he played football not as a normal goalkeeper. He played football with his feet. Pep said of Valdez, "For me, Valdez is the best in the world. When Barca need calm, he transmits calm." He was 27 in 2009, and being a goalkeeper, he had his best years in front of him. If a Premier League club wanted to buy him in today's market, I'd say it's going to cost you a massive £38 million. Okay, into the back line. Barca played, obviously, the famous 4-3-3 in the Champions League final against Manchester United. So a starter right back in the final was Mr. Carlos Puyol, one of the greatest defenders in history, a man with a very stupid haircut but a brutal technique to defending. Puyol was also known for his leadership and work ethic. Come on, Alex, put your teeth back in and start your sentence again. Okay. He often continued training alone after the end of team practice sessions or on days off. In 2010, he said, "I don't have Romario's technique or Overmars' pace or Kluivert's strength, but I work harder than others. I'm like the student who is not as clever but revises for his exams and does okay in the end." I wish I had that work rate. I really wish I had Puyol's work rate. He was a player who could have played in any era, from the hard 1970s era to the modern-day tiki-taka, which he played in. He marshalled that Barca back line and won three Champions Leagues in the process. He was sadly 31 in 2009, which would affect his value. So I'll put his price at a reasonable £36 million. Less than Kyle Walker. Not bad. First centre-back in 2009. But strangely, Toure. City fans, you will know the the midfielder, bursting into opposition's box. But Barca used him as a centre-back in the final to counteract United's strength in the air. He won African Football of the Year. Not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. And he's simply, football friends, a fantastic footballer. He was 26 in 2009 and left for Man City in 2010 for £24 million. So £24 million, what would that be worth in today's market? I think Yaya Toure would be worth £65 million if you bought him at 26 in today's current climate. Next to Yaya was, well, another big bloke, Gerard Piqué. He seemed to fail at United behind Ferdinand and Vidic, but came back to haunt Man United and Fergie in the 2009 final, claiming a clean sheet not only against Ronaldo and Rooney, but Tevez and Berbatov. He's also married to Shakira. So basically, Gerard Piqué is winning at life. He was probably the best young defender in the world at the time, so it cost a Premier League club in transfer time tunnel a whopping, a wicked £74 million. We're fastly moving on to our left back here, the Brazilian Slovenio. Slovenio? Have I said that right? Slovenio. I don't know. A quick, reliable and technically gifted attacking fullback. He was known for his overlapping runs and his crossing ability. But, football friends, he was 35 in 2009, so there will be no Kyle Walker fee today. I'm going to go with £6 million, which means the back four and goalkeeper would cost a total of £219 million, about the same price as Man City's defence at the moment. I know which one I prefer, and they don't play in sky blue. After a quick break, football friends, we'll be back to do the midfield and attack. This is going to be a good one. Hold tight.
Remember, seven of the best, the game I was telling you about at the start. You don't just have to play against strangers. Make a league with your mates. I know how competitive you football friends are, so make a league and challenge them to see who can win the most cash prizes each week. The only issue is, if you win the £1 million prize, will you share it with them? I know I wouldn't. You can find plenty of new friends on a beach in Hawaii with a cocktail. Now, back to the football chat.
What isn't there to love about this show? This is the Football Hour. We're doing transfer time tunnel. Let's get back and start in the midfield. We've been doing Barcelona's 2009 squad. And I'm going to warn you, there's some good players I'm about to talk about. OK, into midfield. And the left of centre, Andres Iniesta, the man who broke Chelsea and Dutch hearts with extra late goals. He nips past defenders better than a lightly fingered shoplifter. I could watch him dribble the ball, and I just think it is stuck to his foot. He's been chosen for the UEFA Team of the Year since 2009, six times. Excuse me, come on. It just shows shocking how many times he's been in the squad. FIFA World 11, eight times. Are you all right, Andres? You're just too good, aren't you? Right, I think this guy in 2009 was one of the best midfielders in the world. And you know what? He was only 25. So just imagine how much Chelsea or Man City would have to pay to get Andres from Barca. Are we thinking 100 million? Are we thinking 110 million? Or maybe 120? No, we're not. Let's think. Let's think clearly. I think. Think. 115 milli. Yep, I don't care. It's a lot, but it's worth it. Into the middle of the three, Sergio Busquets, the man Pep chose from Barca B to anchor his famous midfield. What a servant this guy has been for Barca. Not got great pace, not the most skillful, but has been a key cog in the Barca team for nearly a decade. 99 caps for Spain, 6 La Liga titles, 1 World Cup, 1 Euros. Yeah, that's my name, I'm Sergio Busquets. He was 21 in 2009, but centre defensive midfielder. He's never been the most stylish of blokes, so I'm going to go for about £48 million, which is still a pretty pricey tag. Next to him, a little guy named simply Xavi. Not because he wears knockoff Burberry gear or has 12 kids and hangs around McDonald's, but because, well, that's his name. The pace setter, the man who used to pass, and then pass 200 times more in a match. He was voted man of the match in the final in 2009. It might have something to do with that incredible cross he gave Lionel Messi for Barca's second goal and the match-winning goal. Which, well, let's work out his price, shall we? It's going to be a lot of money. He provided 20 assists in 2009, which is quite remarkable. But he was 29 years old. So, I think that's going to affect his transfer fee. I'm going to go 55 million. Still a lot of money. Left forward for Barcelona that night was Mr. Vavavoom. Thierry Henry. We all know about this bloke from previous transfer time tunnels. I think I rated him at over 200 million in the Arsenal Invincibles team. But for this Barca team, he was 32, so there's not much sell on value. However, I'm going to rate him at 45 million in today's market, which he'd still do a job, wouldn't he? It'd be well worth it. Well worth it. Much better than Gylfi Sigurdsson, who costs exactly the same price. So, the striker and goal scorer in that final was Samuel Eto'o. You remember him? Eto'o scored over 100 goals in 5 seasons for Barca and is also the record holder of number of appearances for any African player in La Liga. He became the first player to win 2 European continental trebles following his back-to-back achievements with Barca and then Inter Milan. He is the second player in history to score in 2 Champions League finals, which is amazing. Do you remember when Eto'o signed for Russian club Anzhi in 2011? He became the highest paid player in the world with a salary of over 20 million euros after tax. That's almost as much as I get paid for doing the Football Hour. So, let's work out. He was 28 in 2009. I reckon he cost 66 million in today's market. That's not a bad price. I think that's a good price, okay? Right, here we go. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lionel Messi. All I can say is he is easily the greatest footballer I've ever been lucky to watch in my 24 years on this planet of Earth. I want to put an official warning out there before I say what price I think Messi would cost. When I say the number, you are probably either going to do 2 things. You're going to laugh, or you're going to say, this is bloody stupid, I'm never listening to the Football Hour again. But you've got to think, if Neymar is going for a whopping 200 million, how much would a 22-year-old Lionel Messi cost a Premier League club? It'd be insane. What you'd be paying for is plain and simply the best. You'd be owning the best, and you would have to pay the best price. I think to buy Lionel Messi from Barcelona, just a second, because I'm going to get the drum roll. And again, I think what it would cost for you to buy Lionel Messi from Barcelona at his age in today's current market would be $365 million. Okay, yeah, I said it. $365 million. If you want to direct some abuse at me over that valuation, it's AlexMearn7 on the Twitter. I welcome all your hate. But I think that's a snip. $365 million. What it also does is bring Barcelona's 2009 transfer time tunnel total to a massive 913 million, which beats France's 2000 squad by a massive 60 mil, which means Barca go top of the league again, and once again, it's thanks partly in down to Lionel Messi. That has been Transfer Time Tunnel, the Barca 2009 edition. Quite fun, wasn't it?
Now the podcast is sadly over. Go to 70tb.com. That's seven of the best's website, where you can sign up to win the big money prizes I've been telling you about all podcast. The main man behind the game is former England and Spurs legend Ledley King. He and a load of other Premier League stars, including Peter Crouch and Robbie Keane, have made their own selections. I would never fancy myself going up against Crouchy or Ledley King for a header, but I fancy my chances against them in this game. Finally, that website again, www.7otb.com, to play and to win a possible £1 million.